The White House has announced another summit being held this week. Top cabinet officials will meet Thursday at the National Institutes of Health to discuss swine flu. Swine flu has mostly disappeared from the headlines, but last month, the World Health Organization declared it the first flu pandemic since 1968. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that it's likely well over a million Americans have been infected so far. But NPR's Richard Knox told me the official number of cases in the states is something like 28,000.
But that doesn't really mean much because that's just the number of people who've been tested and who've been confirmed. And they know that a lot of people didn't get tested. They're not even testing anymore because they assume that whatever flu is out there, and there still is quite a lot out there, even though it's no longer flu season, is this new flu.
Well, obviously, it's summertime here in the Northern Hemisphere. What's going on in the Southern Hemisphere where they're going through winter right now?
It's picking up. Their flu season is well underway, and it's expected to peak in this month and probably in August. The hot spots are Chile, which has more than 6,000 cases now.
Wow.
Argentina has 1,600. Brazil has about 700. And again, these counted cases are just a rough indicator of what's really out there. Interestingly, Argentina, which has about 40% of the cases that Chile does, has more than twice as many deaths. Nobody knows exactly why.
And what about in Africa, Dick?
So far, very few cases. Egypt has maybe 70, and sub-Saharan Africa, just a few cases here or there. For instance, only one in South Africa. And the CDC people say that so far there really isn't a whole lot of flu there, but they're very nervous about it because there are millions and millions of people who have HIV, who have TB, who have malaria, who have poor nutrition, who are at very high risk of dying.
Dick, what are public health experts in this country saying about the coming flu season?
They expect a whole lot more flu than a normal flu season. They expect more people will not only get sick but have severe disease and more people will die. And the reason for that is that even if this new virus does not change at all over the coming months, 70% of the population, that is to say people under the age of about 52, have no immunity at all to it. They've never seen a virus like this before. The people who are older than 50 or so are thought to have some kind of protection by virtue of being exposed to similar viruses in the past that haven't circulated in this country for a long time.
So what are their options? I mean, is there any talk of a vaccine being ready in time?
Oh, yeah. They're working really hard. The manufacturers of flu vaccines expect to begin sometime pretty soon testing for safety and efficacy. By the end of the summer, they'll have to make a big decision about whether to go ahead and crank it out and try to vaccinate 304 million Americans or however many we can do. It's going to be a monumental task. First of all, this new vaccine will probably require two doses because it is a new vaccine. Secondly, they'll have to decide whether also to vaccinate people against seasonal flu viruses because it's expected that they may be circulating at the same time as this new virus.
NPR's Richard Knox has been covering the swine flu pandemic. Dick, thanks so much.
You're welcome.